again.
Nope.
Okay.
Here, how about down here? There you go.
Thank you.
There. How do I look? This is fun. Okay. I don't know what's going to happen, so just stay with me. And I'm going to warn you that I might kind of yank you around a little bit, sort of emotionally. And I apologize ahead of time for that, but whenever when I teach theology and I do what I call LBDs, low budget demonstrations, there's always a point, okay, to the little demonstration. And if you find yourself saying, I don't get it, well, pray about it. No, if you don't get it, then I didn't do a good job. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a few LBDs for you. And I do have some volunteers from the audience who will be helping me. But this is never before. We didn't practice it, but they're going to help me. And just if it's a little rough, you know, this is not Les Mis, okay? but there might be times when I say, look down, okay? So anyway, gosh, I guess I can be funny when I'm sick. Okay, all right, now, first of all, okay, we're going to start something on a more serious note, okay? So, Sister Laura, Sister Mary, would you please come up here? I asked some of you, this is a serious part, I asked some of you when you came in to write down your greatest fear or anxiety. So these are real, okay? So you can just put them on the table for now, okay? All right, so they're just going to read a few of these, okay?
Anxious about tremor and voice.
Being in extreme pain with no relief.
My greatest fear or anxiety is the way things turned out for both my family. My husband's a divorce. What will happen to us?
Not going to heaven.
Losing my children to death through a car accident.
A walk in the dark in the great outdoors.
That's okay.
I am afraid that I will not be able to be as alive as I, or as active as I grow older.
Okay. Thank you. Real concerns, right? Real concerns, real anxieties, real fears, okay? I'm going to ask Sister Ann Shields to read a quote, and I will give you this quote, by the way, from Blessed Charles de Foucauld. What does faith do? Okay? All right.
Real faith. Faith which inspires all one's actions. Faith in the supernatural which strips the world of its mask and reveals God in all things, which abolishes the notion of impossible and empties the words anxiety, danger, and fear of their meaning, which gives life calm, peace, deep joy, like a child holding its mother's hand, which detaches the soul so completely from earthly things by showing up their total lack of importance and their childishness, which bestows such confidence in prayer, the confidence of a child asking its father for something useful, the faith which shows that apart from doing what is agreeable to God, everything is vanity. Oh, how rare that is. My God, give me real faith. My God, I believe. Help the little faith I have.
Lord, give us this kind of faith that empties the notion of the impossible, that empties the words anxiety, danger, and fear of their meaning. For with faith, nothing is impossible with you. I'm going to have us listen to a song. No, I'm not going to sing it. Okay, this is the serious part, and then we're going to have a little fun. So I told you we'd go from one end to the spectrum, perhaps to the other. So listen to this song. It's by Stephen Curtis Chapman. I'm going to give you just a little background. This really struck me because talking about someone whose faith was really tested, he put out the CD called Beauty Will Rise. How many of you have never heard of this before? Let me give you a little background. Stephen Curtis Chapman is a contemporary Christian artist, and he and his wife adopted a child from China, and when she was 5 years old, she was actually killed in their driveway. She was run over. It was horrible, by one of his own children. It was a horrible accident. And just a tremendously difficult time, tremendously a horrifying time in their lives. And he put out this CD, and this song really struck me, and it's called Jesus Will Meet You There. So let's just listen to this.
When you think you've hit the bottom, and the bottom gives way, and you fall into darkness, no words can explain. You don't know how you make it out alive. Jesus will meet you there. Doctor says I'm sorry, we don't know what else to do, and you're looking at your family, wondering how they'll make it through. Whatever road this life takes you down, Jesus will meet you. He knows the way to wherever you are. He knows the way to the depths of your heart. He knows the way, 'cause he's already been where you're going. Jesus will meet you there. Jury cells get tough and the prison doors closed. One you love says nothing, just packs up and goes. Sunlight comes and the world stays.
Can you hit the lights for me?
Jesus will meet you. When you fail to turn it off, second chances ever lose. And the heavy weight of guilt and shame is crushing down on you. And all you have is one last cry for. Jesus will meet you there. He knows the way to wherever you are. He knows the way to the depths of your heart. He knows the way, 'cause he's already been where you're going. When you realize the dreams you had, your child won't come true. when the phone rings in the middle of the night with tragic news. Whatever valley you must walk through, Jesus will meet. We'll meet you there. Jesus will meet you there.
Jesus will meet you there. It's a great song, and sometimes, I don't know about you, but we can feel like a smoldering wick he will not quench. Did you see that? Well, I got a million of them. Okay? A smoldering wick he will not quench. If you ever feel like, oh God, I'm just a little smoldering wick, well, get next to somebody that's got a light. Is that cool? You can try that at home. It's okay. Some things I tell my students, don't do this at home, okay? All right, let's try it from here. Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Lights, please. Isn't that cool? Yeah, that's fun. We'll let you do it later. I'll let those burn for a while. Sister Ann, would you read that passage for us, please?
Sister Ann, do you mind stepping next to Sister Sarah so that they can hear it?
Oh, not at all.
This is why we do radio. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just doing something down here. Are you reading yet?
Not yet?
Okay, go ahead.
A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench.
Thank you. When there's a storm, what are you doing? Where'd you go? Hey!
I'm scared!
It's just a little thunder.
I'm scared of a little thunder. Now.
Are there birds?
Yes. Sam's still not coming out.
Really? I can't come out?
Okay. Now, you're wondering, what was that all about? Okay. So am I. No, I'll tell you what that's all about. Okay. I'm going to need my Bible back. I guess I didn't have you do the other one. Thank you. All right. I came upon this quote of, you guessed it, St. Augustine. And this is what he says.
It's right there in the Bible.
Huh? He's right here. He is. He's all over this Bible. Okay.
We're going to
auction this off?
No, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. Mind, yeah. Okay. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And then St. Augustine likes to comment on the psalm. And one of the things that he says is, take refuge in the Lord and stay there. Now, what you noticed was Sister Rebecca, you know, jumped up because there was a storm and thunder. You know, and we tend to take refuge from storms, or we tend to take refuge in the Lord when maybe we're struggling. And then things get better, and what do? Life, you know, life as usual, back to, I don't know about you, but I can do this. Relying on my own strength, I got this, you know, and then maybe you fall on your face again, and it's like, oh God, I need your help again. But he says, take refuge in the Lord and stay there. Anyway, that just struck me. So I hope it sticks with you. Okay. Where are we now? Oh, Sister Kelly, were you going to help me with this next one? This isn't what you think it is. It's the other one. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, give it up for Sister Kelly.
Canada.
Yeah. Sister Kelly's also one of our artists, so she's perfect for this. So, okay. I think you are. No, she's got something else. Okay, I think what we'll do is, oh, do you notice anything about this little bell here? What do you notice?
Well, it's not shiny all the way around.
Where is it shiny? Is it shiny there?
It's shiny here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What about there?
Not shiny.
Oh, let's show the people. Behold, shiny there.
Huh? Not shiny.
Not shiny. Shiny, not shiny. Right? Everybody see that? Nothing up my sleeve. What's she up to now? You're not going to get your money back. You didn't pay to get in here. Okay, now, Sister Kelly, would you do me a favor? All right, take that little polish in your hand, and, yes, shake it, please, but, yeah, is it, okay, all right, here we go. She's going to demonstrate something for me, okay, and then I'd like you to put a little bit on the cloth, okay. And then put it on the part that's not shiny.
Sorry?
Not me, the bell! Take cover! Okay, now keep rubbing that until you, yeah, okay, okay, good. Now just would you please show our listening and viewing audience. Wow. You know, I forgot the point of this one. Well, when in doubt, you just say, let's... Don't worry, I know the point of this one. Okay. Here's the point. Okay, now, so you notice that looks kind of nasty on there, correct? Right, this polish on this brass thing. Okay, here we go. This is something that comes from St. Therese. And one of the things that Therese talks about is she talks about dealing with temptations. Okay, and this is what she says. Keep in mind, and I am going to give you these quotes, by the way. Keep in mind the method used to make copper objects shine. Now, this isn't copper, but you get the idea. You smear them all over with, well, we don't have mud, but with mud, with things that make them dirty and dull. After this operation, they will shine again like gold. Now, would you please clean that up? Here, keep working with this one, and then this will be the buffer, okay? So keep working on it. Keep working, okay? They will shine again like gold. Oh, my gosh, you are doing a great job, okay? All right? And she says, okay. Temptations are like this mud for the soul. They serve for nothing less than to make the virtues which are opposed to these same temptations to shine forth. So what's the point? You know, sometimes I think we get discouraged when we're tempted, right? There's a difference between temptation, right, and giving in to sin. And so it's like, hey, you know what? If you struggle, don't worry. You get that? Please show them the beauty of the shining. Okay? Thank you so much. You did a good job. Can you travel?
I can.
Okay. I don't know when we're doing a commercial. Okay, I'll let you know. How's everybody doing out there? Are you getting these points? Okay? All right. Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I have another little demonstration, and God bless my sisters for being so willing to help. How many of you, now be honest with me, like, no offense to those in the medical profession here.
Careful.
I know. How many of you like to go to the doctor? Raise your hands. You do? Really? You do? Okay. All right, girls. Well, there is one gentleman here, but I'll share it anyway. Watch this. This is the one of the hardest things for me. Just a minute. All right, here we go. When you go to the doctor, and they say, oh, yes, please come into examination room number 3 and remove all your clothing and cover yourself with this. Is this Obamacare? You know what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. Anyway, that wasn't too painful, right? Okay. All right. And now. So, I haven't gotten there yet. That was the unsolicited commercial. Okay, are you ready? Let's take a visit to the doctor. The doctor will see you. Wow, were you in the Civil War? Are you Sister Marianne?
Yes.
Yes, please sit down. Yeah, if you can.
Sure, I'll stand next to her.
Okay, now, well, I see we have... Okay, let me take a look at what's going on here, okay?
Okay, can I
look under
here? Actually, this is what's working. Like, this eye is great.
Yeah? Good, okay, good. All right, let's check. How many fingers am I holding up?
2.
Good. Okay, can I look at this side?
But actually, no, you know, and
what?
This side is good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
This arm,
yeah.
No
works.
Problem.
Works. Okay.
All the fingers are working.
Fingers are working. Okay,
yes.
Could I please look?
And then this leg is good.
Oh, yeah.
This leg is very good. Good
reflexes. Yeah, very good. Very, oh my. They're so good. My arm pops up. Okay. Okay.
So really, most of it is working.
Okay. Do you mind if I, could I just take a look at what's going on here?
Well, because actually, what? This leg is working so well. This is a good leg.
That's the good leg. Okay. This is beautiful. Okay. You just stay right there. Okay. I'm sure you're wondering, what is the point of this one? Once again, St. Augustine is going, what? You want to guess? Did you want to guess? What do you want? What's your guess?
My guess is that we do the same thing to the Lord, that we like him to just see our best.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like him to see our weaknesses.
Okay, very good. Sister Gail, where are you?
I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead and read. Listen. Yeah, why don't you come on up here? Very good. And Luke chapter 18, this will be very familiar to you. Luke chapter 18, verses 10 to 14. I hope I gave you the right reference.
Okay. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted.
That's Psalm 32.
This is Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Thank you. So St. Augustine says this. He talks about the Pharisee and the tax collector, and also is commenting on Psalm 32, and he says, the Pharisee indeed was guilty of sin, but he was looking the wrong way. It's analogous to saying, look at what works, I'm so good, I'm so wonderful. He failed to realize where he was standing. He was like someone in need of healing who had come to a doctor's surgery, but presented only his sound limbs and covered up his wounds. Let God cover your wounds. Don't cover them yourself. If you cover them up out of embarrassment, the doctor will not heal them. Allow the physician to cover and cure them, because he covers them with a dressing. Under the physician's dressing, the wound heals. Under the patient's covering, it is merely hidden. Anyway, from whom are you trying to hide it? From him who knows everything? Give it up for my wonderful patient. Oh, praise the Lord. Sister Callie, would you get ready for a little commercial break? And I just want to say one thing that I forgot to say in terms of, I want to go back to that taking refuge in the Lord. I was sharing this with the sisters the other night. But I started thinking about, what exactly does that mean on a practical level to take refuge in the Lord? I mean, you know, how do you take refuge in someone, especially someone that you can't even see? And as I was pondering, and I was pondering and thinking about it, it's all right here, I started thinking this. I thought, to take refuge in the Lord means essentially to do nothing, to surrender, to trust. That's what it is. That is hard, isn't it? Because I think, you know, as women, as men, we want to fix things. I got this. I can handle this. The reality is, we can't really handle anything. So then, an analogy came to mind from growing up. In the summer times, I grew up on a lake, and I learned how to sail. It was just a little boat, little nipper. And how many of you have ever sailed here? Okay? All right. It's a lot of fun. It can be scary if you're in a very strong wind, and the wind is shifting a lot and all that kind of thing. And the guy that taught me how to sail said, if ever you're in trouble and you don't know what to do, he said, just let go of everything. I'm like, what? He said, let go of the tiller. You know, that's what steers the boat. Let go of the tiller. Let go of the main sheet. And the boat automatically, even though the wind is really blowing and the sail is really flapping, he goes, it's scary, but trust me, just let go. And I did it one time, because, you know, when you're scared, you tend to pull in, and the boat tips, and the water comes in. It's really scary. So anyway, so I did it. I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. So I let go, and sure enough, the boat goes right into the wind and stops. So to take refuge in the Lord really is let go. Just let go. It ain't easy, you know? We need help to be able to let go, but really, I think that's one of the lessons for us. So, okay, if there's anything that you're going to take away from tonight, I got a feeling it's going to be the next thing that you're going to see, all right? And now it's time for commercial! I should have brought my juggling ball. Okay.
We are very excited tonight because the Servants of God's Love is going to...
what are we
going to
do?
We're launching a new product.
What is it?
It's called the Green Vacuum. Sister Sarah invented this last night and we were just so excited.
Well, I didn't actually invent it.
Well,
but this really works.
This is for making meringue pies, lemon meringue pies, very quickly.
Do you need these?
And, no.
I do. So you're going to love this.
It's a half hour before dinner time, and everything's all stressful and everything. You're just not sure what to make for dessert. So you try to make lemon meringue pies. So you take your eggs, you go get your eggs from
here. Go get your eggs. We just happen to have some eggs right here.
We have some eggs right here.
Okay, just break one though.
Right, yeah. Okay. So you take your egg and you have two clear bowls. That's very important. You take your one egg and put it in the bowl. And then your husband's coming home quickly, so you want to make sure this gets in the oven very fast. So you can't remember where your egg separator was, so you run out to the recycle box and grab one of these bottles. These drinking bottles here.
Yeah.
And you need to separate, I don't know how many yolks, but anyway, a number of them. And so you just...
Okay.
So you... I don't know if you can all see...
Can you see this? Here, I'll hold this.
You hold your bottle like this.
Yeah.
And you go right across the egg on top. This is very important. And you...
Don't break it. You're pressing on it.
So, okay.
Okay.
And then it... Husband's allergic to eggs.
Oh no!
And you take this back and you put it back in here.
Do it again! We were up all night doing this. No, not really. Spiritual principle behind that?
Okay.
I don't have one.
Laughter's the best medicine.
See, if there's anything that you take away, you're going to go, oh, I'm going to know how to... Actually, somebody sent me that, and it was all in Chinese. Thank God I know Chinese. Which I really don't, but there you go. But it really works. Thank you so much. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, are we having fun yet? I know you're all going to try it when you get home, right?
Absolutely.
I was afraid she was going to break it. That's why I had an extra egg. Yeah, just say, oh, I got this. Okay, we got one more. Okay, how many of you have ever gone on a retreat and you had a wonderful time and you, wrong notes, yes, so, you know, you come home and it was a wonderful time, you know, imagine that you're carrying just a bundle of gifts and blessings that you received on a retreat, you know. The joy of praise, peace, and consolation, meditation, wisdom gained from studying God's Word. You're just floating. You've had such a wonderful time on this retreat. Your love of neighbor, love of parents, love of children is just over the top. You're so excited. The gifts and blessings are so abundant that you can hardly walk under the weight of them. And then, you arrive home. Now, just stay down there for a little while. You know, Father Jim Ferry apparently used to say, you know, I guess he used to say when people are on retreat, you know, oh, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. And then you get home and you go, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Okay, so she's okay. Don't worry. For the cameras, it's okay. So you come home. Oh, no, you want to pick. Don't help her. Oh, sorry. That's okay. You're a good helper, though.
Yeah.
All right. So you come home and you're flying high from this retreat, and it was so wonderful, and the enemy is waiting for you at the front door, trips you.
That's right.
And what's your reaction when you fall flat on your face and you lost everything that you just had on this retreat? What did you do? Wait.
I'm so mad.
What?
I'm so impatient. And she yelled at me, and I don't have any time to pray. I'm supposed to have 6 hours a day to pray, and I can't pray at all.
So, oh man, mercy and compassion are replaced by your old critical and judgmental thoughts. Selflessness has been replaced by selfishness and self-centeredness. Guilt creeps in. You sink deeper. Can you go any deeper? Into the mire of your own self-concern. Huh? Stop! Therese says, stop. 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 Don't be surprised. Oh, get up. For real. Get up. Pick yourself up. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Yeah. Brush yourself off. Humbly admit that you have fallen.
I fell.
Very good. Repent and say, I am not conquered.
I am not conquered.
And I will not be conquered.
And I will not be conquered.
And you finally say, Jesus, I'm ready to fight for love of you.
Jesus, I'm ready to fight for love of you.
And then you pick up all your good stuff. All right, why don't we give you some handouts? How about that? So we can review what we just did, because it's good to review, okay? So, can I have some helpers? Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. They will be online. Oh, I guess I need one. I just need one. Can I? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. So, again, just a quick review here. You know, we started on a rather, it looks like, if you don't have one, raise your hands. We have a few more, so. We started, you know, with a rather somber note, remember, about greatest fears, anxieties, etc. And that's the quote there from Blessed Charles de Foucault. That really grabbed me. By the way, that was in the, you know, the Magnificat put out that Year of Faith. Have you seen that? That's where this was. And it just really grabbed a hold of me. So, you know, and it just reminds me that God's always in control, and it just reminds me again of having this eternal perspective, that what do we need to fear, really? God's always in control. And if you feel like, you know, you hit the bottom and the bottom just fell out, remember, Jesus will meet you there, all right? Then I wanted to make sure you had the full quote from St. Augustine. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. You will never forget seeing Sister Marianne come in here as my patient. And then Therese's comment on temptation and the little polish routine that we did. And you will never forget Sister Laura falling on her face here. This is the quote from Therese. What I gave you was my own spin on it. And Therese says, watch yourself. I've always noticed that hell is loosed against a soul who has just finished a retreat. The demons get together to make us fall as soon as we take the first steps in order to discourage us. In fact, once fallen, we say, how can I hold on to my resolutions since as of this moment I have lost them? When we reason like that, the demons are already the victors. It is necessary then that each time they throw you down, you pick yourself up without surprise and humbly say to Jesus, even though he has now just made me fall, I am not conquered. Here I am again at the beginning, ready to recommence the fight for love of you. Jesus, who is touched by your goodwill, will himself be your strength. And then on the back is some quotes from St. Augustine on temptation. And I won't read all of those. I'll let you read those later, but I'll read you the last one because I love this quote. The end of our running will be a stillness, and in this stillness, a homeland where there will be no journeying, no unrest, no temptation. Okay, well, I think that's going to do it for our LBDs. If you hit the light, we'll do this one more time because this one's fun. You like that? Da, 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 da. It's pretty cool, huh?
Oh, wow.
All right, there we go. Okay, thanks for coming. I think we're done. That'll do. That'll do.
Oh, yeah. And there are people
right here. Oh, man.
That's why they came back some more.
Yeah, exactly.